morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. So glad to be with you here today. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. I'm your coach, I'm your friend, I'm your big brother, I'm your father figure, doing whatever I can to stimulate thought about this all-important adventure called life. This is your life. Gosh darn it. It takes that extra thought. It's so important to have, to experience those feelings, those emotions in life that you really, really want, that you're no longer willing to settle for just getting by, being better than most. Yeah, I don't have the things in life. I don't feel those emotions. I don't achieve those things that I want. But you know what? I'm doing better than most. So maybe it's okay that I don't push myself a little bit hard. That's not what you're all about. You wouldn't be listening to a mental toughness conditioning, a motivational, a peak performance podcast like this one, and you wouldn't be doing it on a regular basis. So I congratulate you for asking for more and looking for the strategies to get more out of life. That's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. That's what I'm here for, to stimulate thought, to poke and prod in your thoughts, your emotions, your actions in your life for the sole purpose of helping you get more out of life. Thank you for putting your faith and trust in me and making this a part of your day, a daily discipline, a ritual, downloading it at the same time, listening to the same time. And as we've talked about, preferably you're moving around so you can lock in the feelings and emotions and get yourself excited, get yourself in that as close to possible, that 10 emotional and mental state, doing whatever it takes. So while I'm poking and prodding and you're thinking about your life in this manner, you're locking it in with your physiology, with your movement, just for 30 minutes a day, your MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning Workout. Congratulations for you for making this a part of your day. You know, I'm doing a lot of coaching, a lot of just being the way I look at it, being a great uncle to my nephew, Ronnie, my 20-year-old, almost 21-year-old nephew, Ronnie. And I just feel so privileged to have gone through the journey of life, made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot of things well. The things that I'm most proud of are the things that I just couldn't get. I saw other people achieving at a higher level. I wanted those things, or at least I convinced myself that I wanted them. And I got myself to think I was putting close to a 10 effort into getting those things. I just couldn't figure them out. You know, I'm glad to look back and realize that I really wasn't giving a 10 effort in those things. I just didn't realize that there was a different way of thinking about it and going about it. And, you know, in hindsight, I can see maybe I was putting a 6.5 or a 7 effort into it, that type of thought on a consistent basis into it. And I'm glad to say that, because wouldn't that be frustrating? You look at yourself and you want to look at yourself in a positive way, that you are capable to achieve all the great things that life has to offer, those things that you've set your mind to, that you wanted to achieve. You want to believe that you can achieve those things. You got the stuff that it takes. You're willing to work hard, and that you never achieve them. You don't seem to get closer. Isn't it better to realize that maybe you don't have the right mindset, and that right mindset doesn't lead to the right actions, and you're really not giving a 10 effort? You're really not. It's better to know that is the reason why you aren't getting those things, rather than look in the mirror and say, I'm just not good enough. I'm just not capable enough. I just can't do this. And there's one thing, as you know, my 21, almost 21-year-old nephew, if there's anything I want him to realize, and I want you to realize too, not just from my personal experience, my experience helping other people achieve all their different goals in life, is that the more you do something, the more you focus on something, you just can't help but become better at it. Many times we don't realize that, because we want the finished product or close to the finished product ASAP, as soon as possible. And we think the amount of effort that we're putting into it deserves to be closer to that level of competence, of skill, those achievements, those accomplishments. We think that we put in enough effort and enough focus, that we should be much further along. The challenge is, how the hell do we know that? How do we know that if we've never achieved those things in our lives? What are we doing? Are we measuring what the amount of effort we think somebody else has put into it, how they're walking around with feelings and emotions that we want, those accomplishments, those achievements, those options, those material possessions, those opportunities that we want. They're walking around. They don't seem like they're more intelligent than us, as hardworking as us. They seem to be relaxed and calm and cool, and it seemed like it happened so effortlessly for them, certainly a lot easier for them than it is for us at the time. Is that what we're measuring on? How the hell do you know what they went through? Just think about you when you finally achieve those things that you really want, if you are persistent enough. Right? Are you going to walk around in this same type of tightness, this grimace, this state of uncertainty that you have right now of wondering, am I ever going to make it to the other side? When you do finally make it, are you going to walk around with that tightness and angst as you may be feeling right now because you haven't quite made it? No. You're going to be walking around and you're going to be saying, hey, guy, you can do it too. I've done it. You can do it too, man. Hey, I know the way you feel. Man, I had my ups and downs. I just had to try one more time, and I had that self-doubt that you had, right? You're going to be whistling and being happy and joyful and appreciative, and you're going to want to help others. You're not going to be walking around displaying all this body language and being so associated to the pain that you may feel like you're going through right now after you've made it. You're going to be happy as hell, and you'll probably want a higher level than that. But the level that you want so badly right now, you're going to be happy and appreciative, right? It's not going to be that big of a deal. So when you look at all those people who have what you have, they've achieved what you have, of course, they're not all wound up and filled with angst and that lack of confidence and uncertainty that you have. You're not going to act that way. They're not acting that way. So why are you grinding yourself so hard thinking there's something wrong with you because you should be walking around like them? They're making it look so easy and it's coming so hard to you. It's something that you just need to realize. And one thing, I did a weekly review, a review of week one, and we set goals for week two with my nephew Ronnie yesterday. And, you know, besides him working out, training in the gym, developing his body, and doing that for so many years, let me just tell you guys, that is the easy part. And I know you're thinking, well, you're a six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder. Of course it's easy for you. You've been doing it for 25 years. Oh, I hate it when those guys who are accomplished say it's easy. Trust me, I understand what you're talking about, whether it's business or attaining great wealth. I've gone to people, I've listened to people, whether it's their podcasts or coaching programs or whatever it is, who have achieved those greater things in life that I'm shooting for at a higher level too, and they say the same thing, right? How easy it is. It's not easy. If it's easy, then I'm a knucklehead. I just can't figure out. There must be something wrong with me if you're telling me that it's easy. See, the thing is, when you get your whole life together, when you figure out this jigsaw puzzle, right, this combination lock about how to organize your thoughts and emotions and get a set of strategies, work towards a set of strategies with consistency and persistence, a calmness over you, right? When you get other areas of your life, like whether it's your health and your fitness, your mental and emotional, with your relationships and your finances and work, when you get all of these organized or more in control, the matter at hand that's in front of you, you don't cling on as tightly. You are more patient, more persistent. You just let it come more naturally. You just give your best effort, and you know that that's good enough for today. You're always looking for a more effective strategy, but you just put your effort in, you strive for more, and you don't go about it with such angst. And that's when you have this calmness about you and things start coming to you. Not when you hold on too tightly and are always questioning yourself. Are you doing the right thing? Are you good enough? Will it ever happen? Right? So when you get all these, this thought process organized and it balances your life and you know what you want, you're connected to that long-term vision and you have the goals and you know you have that resilience and patience to keep on keeping on, things do become a lot easier. I mean, that's one of the secrets to life when you look at people who have achieved what you want. I have the privilege of not only have gone through a particular journey and had a lot of people who went along with the journey, my peers, those who went before me, achieved at a higher level. I've gotten in the company of a lot of people going through the grind, so to speak, going through it myself, compared notes, talked to them, their feelings and emotions for many years. I've also had the privilege to coach many people all over the world, different ages, different stages of what, and in different categories of life. And so I have the unique privilege to have this oversight about this whole process of success, right? Achieving more, those feelings and emotions. It gives me a cheat sheet, so to speak, that, you know, when I am shooting for that higher level, when I'm struggling, when I can't seem to figure it out, you know, I don't grab on so tightly to the strategies or put too much pressure on myself thinking I'm a knucklehead. I want those things. I'm just like you. They can't come fast enough to me. I know that I might have to try many, many times. I want to hurry up and get it in the second try instead of the 10th try. At the same time, I realize a lot of things about success. I've been studying it for a long time. I've been observing it. I've been wanting it, you know, and I come from this unique perspective, and people are always talking to me every single day about it for many years. And that's what I like to share, the commonality, the common way of thinking amongst people in the journey, in the grind, in the middle of the game, like you and me. And, you know, getting back to my nephew, it's confidence that he wants more. And we have the opportunity to talk in front of a camera. And now when he's working out in front of a camera, he's great. He performs very well. One thing that he noticed in this review that we did, and you can go to skiplacour.com. You can go to skiplacour.com/journey, and then you can see a review of week number one and the goals we planned for week number two. And you'll see that, you know, my nephew, he talks about being more comfortable, being more casual and conversational in front of the camera when he's not training, when we're doing the interviews. And he talked about being more casual and eye contact, body language when he's talking to me. And I might have added that, you know, it's more than that, too. One distinction on top of it is to get me involved in the conversation, being casual about it with me, and also look into the camera as he's in direct his attention, knowing that we are using his experience as an example to help people all over the world through video, through audio, you know, look at them too, right? So he's got a set of goals to shoot for, standards, distinctions that he wants to work on, right? You know how it works. It works this way in every area of life. One thing at 20 years old that he made such an awesome point about, and I'm glad that he realizes this, he goes, I just need more time in front of the camera. That will come to me the more and more I get in front of the camera. That is an empowering way of thinking. That's when you have that type of thinking, you have more calmness and patience, and you're more willing to do what's in front of you and just try one more time with you, when you have that faith, that belief that you will get better one more try. And what's more important, I mean, many people know that on an intellectual level. Well, I know the more times I do something, the better I'll become. I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? But do you really believe that and feel that in every fiber of your body? Because when you really do believe that, it's just not something you intellectually know, man, you'll attack it. You'll, hey, let's talk in front of the camera again and again and again, knowing that if I'm going to be better in the 100th segment that I do, then the first, second, or third, obviously, right? You'll want to push it. You'll enthusiastically and eagerly, hurry up, let's shoot some more. Hey, can we try this? And you'll be thinking about it all throughout the day, in the when you're taking a shower, when you're getting up in the morning, when you're going to bed at night, you'll be thinking, hey, here's a little, that's cool. Man, I saw Justin Timberlake in concert, and I love how he knows where the camera is and winks it to it. I'm going to try something like that the next time I'm with my uncle and we're doing a video presentation. Yeah. Right? You're more eager. You're more willing to try one more time right away, so you stack up those 100 practice sessions on your way towards mastery. You'll be more willing to hurry up and stack them instead of resisting and thinking, oh, I don't want to try again. What's wrong with me? I can never get this down. Let's do it another time. You'll be just the opposite. Let's hurry up and get my 100 in. I can't wait until I have more experience to get those 100 in. And again, you'll be looking through those distinctions all throughout the day, because instead of pushing it away and thinking there's something wrong with you and being hesitant about getting in front of the camera when you're not quite where you want to be, instead of pushing away, being hesitant, you'll welcome it, right? And that's one thing this week. He's going to jump in there and, you know, do this type of adult group. It's called Toastmasters International. There's one in your town. There's one in every single town, a little group of local people who want to work on their speaking skills, their presentation skills. This isn't just for people who want to talk in front of a group, a public speaker. It's also for people who have any type of presentation. You're always presenting yourself. I don't care if you're a public speaker or not. You're presenting yourself to your friends, your family, your ideas, your concepts, right? At work, you have to present to your boss or to coworkers, even if you're not a management position. You're always presenting yourself, and we can always do a better job at it. And this Toastmasters International group, I highly recommend it. It's something I did immediately after I retired from competitive bodybuilding. I went out to the real world. I wanted to hurry up and get my speaking skills to a higher level. I wanted to feel more comfortable about it. This Toastmasters International group, it's a very structured manner. It's like all over the world they have this, they go in this. Again, it's a structured manner where you go through this aspect of public speaking and this point, this distinction. It's a manual. It's kind of like the whole group goes through it in a very planned out manner where one skill builds upon the other, right? So over a period of 3 months or so, you know, you have everything covered. You're more conscious of those distinctions of what it takes to present yourself in a better manner. You're always selling yourself. You're always presenting yourself. You're selling your ideas. You're presenting your ideas. The only question is, how effectively are you doing it? Are you presenting that energy, that calmness, that certainty that influences people to want to go along with your journey, your plans, your vision, right? So I think that everybody can benefit from that. Definitely more practice in whatever you do. And so he's going to be starting that on Wednesday. I'm going to go with him during this first one. I got a lot of things going on throughout my day, but I want to be there to support him. It's going to remind me that was a place that I went about 10 or so years ago. Really got me off in the right direction. But again, I'm so happy for him that he realizes all he needs is more practice. There's nothing wrong with him. It's not like he has, oh God, I'm too shy, or I don't have the skills, or I don't have the ability, I don't have the intelligence. There's so many people who think there's something wrong with them when they're not progressing in the manner that they want. And so again, they push off all the opportunities that will make them better. You just can't help but become better. That's why I really stress to you with this Morning Connection podcast to listen to it during those times where you're pumped up, you're excited, you're looking for that one strategy, that one distinction, that new way of looking at your life, right? You're pumped up to hear what I have to say today because it's been so helpful and it's going to continue to be helpful. On a scale from 1 to 10, you're an 11 being pumped up and excited about it, right? Those times it's easy to listen to me, listen to a podcast, right? Right? Then there's that other spectrum where you're going, oh man, he's going to poke and prod. He's going to remind me, oh, this pursuit of the things that I want. It seems like everybody else can get them. Why can't I? What's wrong with me? Will it ever come? Oh, all this pressure. I don't want to feel it today. I don't want to do it. And then all those times in between, those extremes of being totally pumped or totally pessimistic and not even wanting to listen to this podcast, there's that wide, wide range of gray in between. We go through all those emotions. You know, it's you just knowing, just like Ronnie knows that the more he gets in front of that camera, the more you poke and prod, the more you think about these things, man, by the time we're up to Morning Connection podcast number 200, you can't help but become better at what you do. And if you really want to put this personal development into overdrive, because you find this Morning Connection podcast so helpful, you know that, boy, this Skip knows what he's talking about, and he knows how to poke and prod to get me to get in the right mindset, to know my power, to follow through on my power and potential, then gosh darn it, this is your life. Send me an email. I've got a number for you to call even, because I want you to take action instead of sending an email and, hey, when is Skip going to get back to me? Because you want this coaching now. You want the one-on-one personal attention. You've heard about my one-on-one coaching program where I talk to you specifically about your situation, your goals, your challenges, the challenges that you know about, the challenges that you're not even aware of, whatever it is to figure out this puzzle, this combination lock. And you want personal one-on-one coaching for me instead of listening to me talking generically on a podcast like this one, right? You can send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I've even set up a toll-free number so you can chat to see if this is the right fit for you. Also, it's the right fit for me and if I have any availability open, right? That number, I want to jot this down, is 855-946-8311. Again, toll-free, 855-946-8311. All right, leave a message. If I don't happen to answer, I'll call you back. We'll chat for a couple minutes, see if this is the right plan for you. You've been listening to these podcasts. You know how helpful this is. Why don't you just call? I'll tell you something. The difference between me, where I'm going now, and at the level, okay, of the areas of life that I wasn't focusing on when I was focusing on becoming the best bodybuilder and fitness expert for so many years. There's other areas, business, coaching, marketing. I mean, there's so many different areas that there were people who, those 15 years where I was totally immersed in my process, they were totally immersed in the process in those areas of life that I wanted, that I wasn't concentrating on, that I want right now. And I can listen to podcasts, generic ones. They can be helpful. They can make me feel good. But when, man, what I learned and what I would have, if I could go back 20 years, I would have gotten more one-on-one coaching to cut through all that. Someone who's gone through the journey that I'm going through, they've already gone through it. They've already succeeded. They've already worked out the kinks. Success leaves clues. And more than that, they're a master at coaching and eliciting the emotions and the thought that I need. That's what you want, one-on-one coaching. This is the time for you to take advantage. At least give me a call on that. But again, as I sit back and I work with so many people, I get to have a cheat sheet. I get to have a look at life. And it's just amazing. And it doesn't matter, you know, how successful the person who I'm talking to, working with, talking about their journey, their goals, and how accomplished they are. We all need to be reminded that the difference between where you are right now and where you want to be. Where you are right now, that your process isn't over. It's not set in stone. It's not done. You just need to keep on keeping on. And that person who, like I said, they have what you want, the life that you want, the emotions that you want, the family life that you want, if that's what you want, the options, the business, the financial situation, the house, the career, the amazing passion and opportunities in life. That person who makes it look so easy, you know, one thing I can tell you is that it's not because they're so much smarter than you or they had so many more opportunities than you. I know they make it look so easy. They're so calm and cool about it right now. And you may look for those. You want, you know, you have this belief. Yesterday I talked about, you know, having beliefs. We come up with these beliefs that we really don't want to be correct about, right? Oh, well, this is what it takes to succeed. Or he has what I have because he's had so many more benefits, so many more opportunities. That's one of those beliefs that you may, you may really believe that, right? But the thing about it is if you are accurate, if you're correct in your assessment, right, that belief is valid, then that means you lose. You may win in the short term by explaining why you're going through this journey and you can't seem to succeed at the highest level. And you're wondering if there's something wrong with you or, you know, why you can't get it together. And you come up with that belief that other people who succeed or have that relationship, Right, I hear this a lot too with people, you know, wanting the relationship. They're really not happy, or they're just settling for that person. They just took whatever. You know, if you believe that to be true, if you are accurate in their beliefs, that may make you feel good in the short term, right? But you're never going to have that thing that you say that you want. You're certainly going to be farther away from it until you change those beliefs. So you don't want to be right. You don't want to believe that that person who has what you want is just more intelligent or it has more options and an advantage. You don't want to believe that. You know what? If you really think about it, you don't really believe that. You're just looking for something that helps you kind of take the edge off this angst that you have because you haven't figured it out yet. Because that same person, I know that you know those stories, those documentaries, maybe there's people around you, when they tell you their story, you really do understand that it wasn't those things. They just had more grit, more persistence. I'm not saying over the course of their life, attacking the areas that you want most. Many times, it's just, you know, asking the right question, right? You know, you're looking for help. You're looking for mentorship. You know, so people come to me all the time, how to build more confidence with their manformation, you know, health and fitness. And the question is, you know, something, let's talk about health and fitness. Hey, can you help me get a great body, right? That is not the right question. That's not an effective question. It's too generic. It's not specific. I have, you know, I there's nowhere to go with that. I don't know how to help them. Right. And so it isn't that I don't want to help them. You know, the first thing I want to say, why don't you scroll down this Facebook page? Just go down it for the last year. There's tons of tips to help you do that. But if they're not even willing to do that, you know, it's not a good question. You know, the other day, you know, my wife, she was called the cable company to fix the situation, and she didn't know the right questions to ask. And so she got me involved in the process. And, you know, one thing that, you know, I explained to her is that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would just get on the phone and I would have this expert on the other end, the cable person. I'm sure my situation isn't so unique that they can't figure it out. But he doesn't know how to help her on the line. He doesn't know what's going on. Right? So if he says something that she doesn't understand, she's got to ask one more question and one more question and one more question until she stumbles upon the right question that elicits the right answer from the expert. Same thing for the people who come to me for advice. I'll be more than happy to put them in the right direction, but I can't answer a question that isn't the right one. I can't be a mind reader of what's going on in their minds, what they've already done and what they haven't done yet. I don't know what that is. It's too vague for me, and many times, because I don't have that much time to start from scratch. They're not asking the right questions. They get no help from me. The cable company, he doesn't know what's on the other end of the TV here. All right, so when he says something you don't understand, one more question. See, that's the difference between you right now and that person that you've succeeded. And again, this is what I see. Sometimes I see some of my coaching clients, they're struggling. They're starting to think, man, I'm never going to get this. Maybe there's something wrong with me. And I'm just going, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. You and everybody I talk to today, as well as myself, we're going through the same exact process. I think knowing that just makes it a lot easier just to get through it. So you just ask that one more question of the right person. Sometimes you ask questions of mentors, and it's just not the right person for you at that time who's willing to give you the mentorship and advice that you need. So even when you ask the right question, you may not be asking the right person at the time. It may take you 10, 20, 100 questions to find out what the right one is. It may take you 10, 20, 100 people to ask the right question to. And then even more importantly, when you have all that information and insight, it may take you 100 times to figure it out. Figure out how to build that body. Figure out how to make more money. Figure out how to get that promotion. Figure out how to win over your boss, to win over that girl that you want, to take your relationship to a higher level. Whatever your challenge is in life, I am telling you, one more try may be the one. And I don't care if you've tried 100 times. We're all going through that journey. You don't know that person who is so successful How many times have they tried before they gave up, before they started questioning themselves? Maybe they questioned themselves, but they kept on asking a different question until they found the right question. They kept on asking people until they found the right person to ask, and they kept on trying 100 times before they found the right way to proceed. Not only that, asking the right question of the right person and trying a million times until they found the right approach. They have that mental toughness conditioning, that belief, that approach, that understanding of how this all works. They have momentum for years of doing it. If someone asks me anything about the bodybuilding and training process, wow, how does he get this? Is it his genetics? Is it this? Is it that? It's 25 years of being engrossed in this journey that you may have 25 months into. Right? That's what the difference. So you just need to understand that and keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't think there's something wrong with you. And if there's, that's why on these podcasts, I so much want to tell you about my challenges. You found me. You respect me. I appreciate that. I want to let you know, right? I mean, do a Google search. You know, the things that I'm pumping out, I'm accomplishing, I mean, the quality of my work. Hopefully that says a lot about me. Maybe that's why you're with me. At the same time, while I'm keeping being that example of some level of success to you, so you'll be convinced there's references, there's proof that you should be listening to me, right? At the same time, I want you to let you know I'm not Superman. It is that one more question of the right person, trying one more time to find the right strategy, and then doing it for so many years. That successful guy who has what you want, who feels what you want, who has those options that you want, he's just done it. All these things I'm talking about longer than you. He's not more intelligent than you. He hasn't had all these opportunities. He's just gone through the process that you're going through. And he hurry, just like Ronnie talked about, you know, he wants to hurry up and get in front of the camera so he builds that level of experience. That guy just asked a bunch of the questions till he found the right one. He just asked, hurry up, and he asked a bunch of the people till he found the right one. He just tried 100 times until he found the right strategy, and he's done it year after year after year. That's the difference, whether he can articulate that or not. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? I had to post this on Facebook yesterday. So my wife was had an appointment, and so had the basketball game on. I got up very early in the morning to do this podcast. I was stacked with 8 phone consultations on a Sunday. Took a little break. Now I'm taking care of my little daughter, Brooklyn, or watching the basketball game. And, you know, I have this weakness. I just love these Goldfish crackers. I guess they're for kids, but, I mean, for me, oh, man, just the cheesiest, tastiest, the texture. That's my thing. After dieting for so many years, living a healthy lifestyle, I continue to do so. Something about those, I'm addicted to them, right? And I have been for years. And so, you know, Brooklyn's 9 years old, so her going through the process of eating certain foods and which ones she can eat and not eat, and she can't have this because she might choke and all this. Well, yesterday was the very first day watching the game, just me and my little girl on my lap. Mom's gone, watching the basketball game, and we're sharing a bowl of this favorite food, this cheat food, this junk food, this pleasure food that you know, I've been addicted to, I've loved for years. We're sharing a bowl, and so she's wanting more, and her little hand eating them. So Dad and Brooklyn are eating Goldfish crackers. Man, that was a moment. Life was pretty darn good. They don't have to be these magnificent events of your life to make you feel good. What was it for you? All right? And you can look for those all throughout the day. You know, this is your life, gosh darn it. You got to appreciate all those moments. Don't make someone press you. Well, what do I have to be happy about? Because you take care of yourself. You're always looking for these things. Let's take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing in life that you really want, the big vision, the one that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up and working towards every single day when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, and everything in between. Months, if not years, of you stepping up with this MTC mental toughness conditioning. One more to find the right question. One more to find the right person to answer that question. One more try till you find the right strategy, and doing it for months, if not years. That's what it's going to earn you. What is it for you? That feeling, that emotion, that thing, that accomplishment. Step into it. Feel it. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is what you're doing right now going to really get you close to those things in life that you really, really want, the long-term vision, who you are and what you're all about? And you're not compromising those dreams by doing things that feel good in the moment, right? What is that result that you really want? Have you really taken the time to think about it and connect with it every single day, that long-term vision? All right, guys, that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for taking this time to invest in yourself. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me and listening to me once again. Hey, and thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement sports nutrition line, massmachinenutrition.com. And you can support me and my efforts and get the best supplements in the world at bodybuilding.com by going to sltips.com/3. That's a little short link I have to get you over to bodybuilding.com. SL as in Skip LaCour. sltips.com/3. All right, guys. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.